Holy shit, that worked? The 3-second gaze and smile actually worked? My eyes widen and I peek across the bar at the man and then down to the drink. What the hell was I thinking? What am I supposed to do now? I really should have read the rest of that article.
Mind if I join you?
I look up and he is standing beside my seat, a drink in his hand that he used to signal towards the empty seat beside me. And what was that? Did I detect an accent? I think I did, but I can't be that lucky. I swallow my nerves and quickly run my eyes over him. Tall, fit, Oxford shirt untucked, paired with a worn pair of jeans, leather loafers on his feet, and the hint of end-of-the-day scruff on his jaw. Thick, neatly cut, well-styled dark hair and expressive brown eyes watching me with interest.
I hope the drink is to your satisfaction.
He dips his head towards my beverage.
I asked the bartender to refresh you, but if you want something different.
He trails off with a small frown at my glass. Oh my God, accent confirmed. I have just hit the holy grail of potential one-night stands. You're British, I say, fighting the grin from my face.
You heard the story on the news. A girl and a boy went into the woods. The girl carried a picnic basket. The boy wore bright yellow running shoes. They weren't planning to be out past dark, but the sky was pitch black when the girl found her way back, without the picnic basket and without the boy. The boy was discovered the next morning, floating face down in Claymore Creek, his yellow running shoes obscured by the hazy water. You heard that it was a tragedy, that the boy had his entire life in front of him, that he was returning to Princeton on a swimming scholarship. Mark the Shark, his pool nickname. Soon enough, you'll be going to his funeral with everybody else. You've been following her online. Maybe you knew the suspicion was bound to trail her like a cape. After all, there are plenty of holes in her story, but there are holes in everyone else's version too.
I'm worried sick. I am not ready to lose my dad. What's happening? I ask, nervously looking from my sister to my mum, who's fallen asleep in the chair in the corner of the room. He's got some pain. I'm not exactly sure. He was playing with Poppy, and then she just started shouting at the top of her lungs, so we ran into the living room and saw he collapsed. She swallows hard and closes her eyes for a moment. I called the ambulance, and here we are. Jude told us that it might be a heart attack, but...
Hang on. Jude?
I interrupt, my heart leaping into my throat as I clearly skip over the important parts of what she's just told me. Suddenly, Dad isn't my only concern. Yes, Ella, Jude, he is a doctor here. She snaps. Oh, shit. My heart pounds in my chest. I must grimace because Nats rolls her eyes.
The guy just stood there, staring at me almost expectantly. It dawned on me that he must have been waiting for an apology for my bumping into him. Sorry about that. I just saw my ex and he's dating my old best friend now and they kissed and I wasn't watching where I was going. I blurted.
No need to apologize, Lena.
The guy leaned in closer to me and whispered,
I know he's still watching.
Before I even had the chance to ask how the hell this gorgeous guy even knew my name, his lips were crashing down on mine. And that was when I felt it. This electric-like energy that passed between the two of us. It was this pull, this gravity unlike anything I had ever felt before. I wrapped my arms around his neck, pulling him into me. His hands fell to my back as he deepened the kiss. He kissed me like we were the only ones at the carnival, like we were the only ones in the entire world.
You're the one who brought it up, she snipped.
A reckless thought tumbled through his brain.
You think you could do better?
She rolled her eyes.
Duh, it wouldn't be hard.
You certainly have a high opinion of yourself.
She lifted her chin,
her eyes meeting his. I take that as a compliment. He reached for his drink and brought it to his lips. He took a sip and then spewed it out. A seltzer water. Club soda, actually. His nostrils flared as he clutched the glass. I asked ye for a whiskey.
Did you? She gave him a doe-eyed expression. I am so sorry. I guess I got the order mixed up.
Sure you did. He smirked.